Day in Budapest by Mikey Griffin. When I step outside my flat, the view that I see first is of Gellert Hill, across the river from me, but it looks so close because it is so huge in the forefront. It's quite beautiful with trees all over it and then a big statue at the top. Then off to my left you have the Green Chain Bridge with the Great Market, which looks beautiful when lit up at night. And across the river from that you have the Great Danube Hotel, which is another great view that I have from just straight outside my door. Off to my right you have the Elizabeth Bridge, which is quite breathtaking as well. Three beautiful things that I see straight away when I go outside my door. Just thought I should let you know. Anyway, let's go off to Vasilivka. I'm here at Vasyutka, mid-evening, around 4 o'clock. Just thought I'd sit down at a table and comment on the things I notice that differ from home. Culture, style, things like that. And the first thing I noticed, none of the people that walk past me are fat. I didn't mean this to be funny, but I have not seen very many large people in Budapest at all. I don't know what this means. Whether it's about, I don't know, the wages people can't gorge themselves like they can in Ireland, maybe it's a testament to the right-wing government and the people who fall on hard times, or just generally people are a lot healthier. I think that might be it. Generally people just are a lot healthier over here. Certainly another thing I notice is people's style is just absolutely, totally different to Ireland. Men and women. Quite a lot more stylish. I mean, maybe this is just because this is major European city living, or maybe it's just people have a bit greater eye for style, I don't know. But that's one thing I noticed. There's a woman walking in front of me, she's wearing a beautiful dress, she's walking a dog. Those two things don't usually go hand in hand in Ireland. It's quite surreal to notice. It's quite unusual to see people everywhere you walk, people are quite a lot more stylish than what you're used to at home. It's something that takes getting used to, because I'm from a small country town where the only style you see is people going to church on a Sunday. This is every day you see people who just wearing stylish clothes, and it's something that I'm not used to, but it's always nice to see, I suppose. I've come back to Vasi at 9 o'clock in the morning to see if there has been any change in the mood or dress or manner of people in general. And first impressions is generally people are rushing a lot more, and seems like obviously they're on their way to work or something. It's a lot earlier and people are probably just starting their day. Plus it's a weekday, so it's more than likely that people are going to work. The dress isn't as casual as it was last time. I mean, people are obviously dressed in suits and mostly black and white, but there is still a lot of tourist elements, because I mean, it's coming up the summer, so it's going to be a lot more busy. That's something you see very often, and a lot of people are walking their dogs and just going for a jog, so I suppose it's your typical morning rush hour kind of traffic that you're getting. So I was a bit surprised, because I didn't think this Vasyutka is kind of more of a tourist place, so you'd expect more of a touristy element, but it seems like even a major European city like Budapest works like clockwork during the week and people have their 9 to 5. Something I wasn't really expecting, but there you go, you learn something new every day.